Philip Sumpa, BSD Sergeant Creator, the date is 09-04-2023. The location is for Michelle Rudolph. Rudolph spells R-U-D-O-L-P-H. Cheryl spells C-H-E-R-Y-L. Date of birth is 07-19-1963. This is a and a 60-year-old female here to review live spirit. Patient indicated, next paragraph, patient indicated she was here on 08-25-2023. Had labs drawn, is here to review these results period. She says she's calling because she thinks she needs her thyroid medication. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies was reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95%. Room air blood pressure 125 over 80. Pulse 76. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious, correction, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, long, poor inspiratory effort. Patient goes into cough fit with deep inspiration. No paradoxical motion, no use of accessory muscles, period. Next paragraph. Skin abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerve return is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Patient has tremors, upper extremities. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypothyroidism. Assessment number 2, hypokalemia, mild. Number 3, tremors. Number 4, alcohol abuse. Tremors is chronic. Next paragraph. Labs are reviewed. Labs results revealed elevated T4. Question, elevated T3 at 5.9 versus normal 4.2, decreased TSH, decreased potassium 3.3, and normal 3.5 to 5.3, period. Next paragraph, patient, I had a discussion about elevated thyroid levels. She was strongly discouraged from continuing current thyroid medication. I will go ahead and start methimazole. 10 milligrams, she will take 1 POBID for 30 days. She will return in 30 days for reevaluating or thyroid levels. Next medication, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Please include in our assessment cough/bronchitis. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes, after which she was reevaluated, reported no adverse effect from the medication. She said she can feel the congestion is getting better. Next medication, she was sent home with prednisone, 10 milligrams. She would advise to take 1 PO daily for 10 days. Number 10, no refills. Patient will return in a month for reevaluation of her thyroid. However, today we'll go ahead and send her for a thyroid biopsy. Ultrasound revealed multiple nodules on her thyroid. She said this has been present there for years, and she was evaluated for it approximately 5 or 6 years ago. I will still go ahead and send this patient for a thyroid biopsy, and she will be notified once the results are back. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.